The drought hurting barge traffic. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it's easy to understand that the drought affects crops and how that could lead to higher food prices. But the American Farm Bureau's economist Veronica Nye says there's another way that the drought's hurting agriculture and could hurt all of us in the wallet. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
Even the mighty Mississippi River is feeling the effects of the drought. No rain means no water to feed into the nation's most important inland transportation waterway.
We're experiencing water levels that have really been unprecedented for the last 50 or 60 years. We're getting close to the record low for the Mississippi that was set in 1940.
American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says that hurts the economy because it increases the time and cost for moving products up and down the river.
$180 billion worth of cargo a year moves up and down this system. 60% of U.S. corn for export goes down the Mississippi, 45% of soybeans, and then coming back up, a lot of fertilizer, coal, gases, and oil. So with these low water levels, barges are only being loaded to 70 to 75% of their normal capacity.
USDA's Economic Research Service estimates that about 4% of the average food dollar is spent on transportation. Nye says when you have these effects, you've got to anticipate prices going up to absorb the higher transportation costs.
The cost savings that occur because we're able to move product up and down the Mississippi River and other vital waterways saves consumers money because they pay less for their products. It helps farmers. It helps businesses stay competitive in an export market. One barge can move as much tonnage as 70 trucks. So think about the wear and tear on the roadways, air pollution, all of those things along the line. That's just going to push that additional traffic into those venues.
More reasons to hope for rain to fall where it's needed. Jonna Miller, Washington.
The lasting effects of this year's historic drought. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.